Blog Talk
Hello, everyone.
Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is April Halliburton, your HR business partner from Offer HR and Business Solutions. Want to welcome you to the show. Hope your day is going well. I mean, you are having a great HR day. Happy Talk About It Thursday. We have some great things going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. As you know, we are on the air every other Thursday. You can always check our calendar on Offer HR, offerhr.net. /events to see when our show is. It's every other Thursday, and then every other Tuesday on alternate week is our Google Hangout. These are forums for our listeners, our clients, our friends to send your HR questions, get your HR questions answered, and find out about good things that are going on in the HR industry. Again, you can find us at our virtual home, offerhr.net, and www.offerhr.net. You can check us out on our blog spot, all-4-hrblog@blogspot.com. And, of course, feel free to like us on Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. Again, we hope your day is going well, and so we got some good things going on here. You guys heard me clap my hands, right? That means it's going to be really good. Got some good things going on for HR Business Solutions for our current clients, and for new clients, we have a very big special that's taking place that is starting on April 1st. And no, it's not an April Fool's joke, but we have a special for a new client, which is half off for your first month services with Offer HR and Business Solutions. You can go on our page, offerhr.net, go to the bottom and click on services and see what kind of we are offering. You can also call our hotline. You have HR questions. Our hotline is 844-425-5447. Select the number 4. Or 844, the number 4, all number 4 HR. And so we have some great things going on. Again, I spoke to you, mentioned the special that's going on. We are also partnering with a great company. They're coming up under the umbrella of Offer HR. The company is a very big, very big part of Offer HR Business Solutions, and they are called the Robbins Group. As of Offer what our April 1st, they will be Offer HR Business Solutions. And our new director of operations will be Jeffrey Robbins. I believe he's on the line. Are you there, Jeffrey? Can you hear me, Jeffrey? Oh. Say something. Good morning, Jeffrey.
I do apologize. I believe there are some technical issues there, but good morning.
Good morning. And now I'm wondering if they can hear you. Okay, so now that we've got the technical difficulties resolved, I do tell you there it is operator error.
That is quite all right.
And so, Jeffrey,
on the show this morning.
I am doing well, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I hope everyone's having a great HR day.
And so Jeffrey is our new director of operations at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Again, our big announcement: we've partnered with the Robbins Group. Are you there, Jeffrey?
I am.
Okay. And so the Robbins Group is a company out of Mississippi. They have partnered with us to help make for us to merge and make our family bigger. And so I just want to say welcome to Jeffrey. We're so glad to have you aboard.
I'm glad to be here.
So some tidbits that we want to share with you. You know, we are all about small business and building small businesses through human resource effective management. And so some challenges that we know are facing
small businesses, the top challenges. The top challenges for small business owners are, as you know, a lot of you are facing challenges with recruitment and also health care. If you have offering health care benefits to your employees, as well as employee engagement. And so with regard to the hiring or recruiting, it's very important that you, as small business owners, have a detailed plan for your recruitment process, one that is shared and with your recruiting team. And so if you that process has to be talked to everyone that's on your team so that it is consistent within your organization, so that new hires are not receiving mixed signals when they're hired on. And so it's very important that you have that process. I have a recruiting checklist that if you email me at offerhr at allforhr.net. I will be happy to send that to you free. And it touches on the process of having more than one person, conducting the interview, one person doing the initial interview, and a second person doing a second interview. The process of onboarding should be consistent with regard to administering paperwork, orientation, first day of work, how your first week went, and making sure that the employees, new hires, are comfortable and are with a buddy. Jeffrey?
Yes.
If you have, if you want to jump in, because I know you've done a lot of virtual recruiting as well, and Jeffrey has worked together for a lot of years. So if you want to touch upon that, I'd be great. We would love to hear it.
Absolutely. You know, as you were talking about, that checklist will be a great tool because, you know, especially when you're first jumping in to start recruiting for an organization, whether you've done it before or you're doing it for a new client, it's always great to have that tool. So you're meeting all the expectations for your organization and you're in compliance. And so when you're doing that, it's very important to make sure, especially if you're recruiting virtually, to make sure that potential candidate feels the culture of your business and to make sure that they are engaged and it is a welcoming process and not just a going through the motions type process.
Okay.
But with that tool, it's a great thing because it helps you maintain compliance legally and it also helps you as a business hit the goals that you want to do.
Excellent. And so Jeffrey is actually also very knowledgeable in recruiting. Recruiting is one of the toughest areas that small businesses experience or deal with. It always remains a challenge, whether it is with small companies or large companies. It's always a challenge. And so it helps to be organized and consistent in that process. And again, if you email me or at allforhr at allforhr.net, that's A-L-L, the number 4, r.net, we will be sure, I'll be sure to get you a copy of that checklist, which I'm sure will be very, very helpful for streamlining your process and making sure you have great consistency in administering your policies and procedures with regard to recruitment. Recruitment and onboarding actually goes hand in hand with our next topic, which is employee engagement. As you all know, employee engagement is no longer just a buzzword. It's actually a real concept, and a lot of companies are doing great things with engaging their employees. As a virtual human resource business partner, employee engagement is something that is also very challenging because a lot of companies, when you're virtual, a lot of employees or contractors seem to they lack the togetherness because they're feeling isolated because they're on their own respective areas or areas of the country or wherever they are. So they're not doing that day-to-day physical contact and personal contact that you get in brick-and-mortar companies. And so one of the areas that we're touching on in the month of April is improving employee engagement in virtual organizations. And so some ways that can be done include making sure you have regular meetings, um, making sure you have regular meetings with your staff, and making sure you recognize good work that employees or your teams are doing, and making sure special occasions are recognized, such as birthdays and anniversaries and things of that nature. And doing just a little, doing things, you know, just that weekly meeting or even every other week, you know, it restores and it keeps employees engaged in a virtual workforce. Because, again, engagement is more difficult in virtual settings than it is in brick and mortar. Because, again, the employer work teams do not, they don't have that day-to-day contact that the individuals have when they are working in brick and mortar companies. Jeffrey?
Yes.
And so, have you experienced any difficulties or challenges in engaging employees or your workforces?
Absolutely. In previous experiences, I've dealt with several virtual teams. In one instance with the position, I covered an 8-state territory. And so something that I did for my team is instead of doing emails and the virtual calls, I would actually pick up the phone and call each of them once to twice a month. And I would make notes on those, depending on how big your team is, on what was going on with them personally, make sure I follow up with personal things, whether it was a child's birthday or an anniversary or, you know, they had a surgery or whatever may be the instance. And then also I'll just follow up on goals and different things that they should be meeting and milestones that they want to meet and just making sure that they were good and didn't need anything. And so going that extra mile helped me with our employee engagement surveys, which a lot of organizations are turning towards for their management, as well as, you know, just we are in a virtual world. And so with bringing teams on virtually, that's going to be a growing thing. And so being able to manage those people effectively and have them engaged and feel as they are part of a team and not just out there on their own is very crucial. So I could not utilize that and agree with you any more than that, April. I totally agree. And, you know, of course, I will tell anyone, all for HR has some of the best resources to help you with that.
Excellent. And so we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to pick back up in about 5 minutes. Jeffrey?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and so we're back. And we want to welcome you to visit our website, offerhr.net, and welcome you to call in with your question. The telephone number is 646-668-8976. Is the telephone number to call in with HR questions. We want to thank Jeffrey again for joining the All for HR and Business team.
We are so glad to have you aboard.
Absolutely, and I'm glad to be here today as well.
And so if you have questions, you can give us a call again at 646-668-8976. You can also send an email to allforhr@allforhr.net if you have any questions. You can visit us on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, which is the 3rd of April at 7 p.m. That is our Google Hangout. And we got some great things going on. Like I said, I know it's been kind of quiet, but we are revved up, and we are doing great things to offer HR and business solutions. And we want you on board. We want you all to come join our team. We have some great HR tools. We are ready to make your workforce great. And so if there's anything we can help you with, please be sure to, again, give us a call at 844, the number 4, All for HR is our home, our office number. We talked a little bit today about recruiting and the challenges of recruiting. And again, if you email me, I will be happy to send you a recruiting checklist. We also talked about employee engagement, virtual employee engagement, and how that is also a challenge. And so we're going to be doing something really good later on in the month of April, and we want you all to attend, especially if you have a virtual workforce that you are encountering challenges with your employee engagement. Also, one of the big challenging issues that is impacting small business owners is healthcare and managing management strategies for dealing with healthcare in a small business. We all know that is difficult. It is a lot of unanswered questions. Sometimes there are too many answers, so many answers for the questions that can't figure out which one is the correct answer. And so you want to make sure if you are visiting the issue of getting health care for your employees, that you have someone that is knowledgeable. And we have people on our team that are knowledgeable. If you have questions about health care and getting health care in your company, whatever state you're in, you can shoot us an email, and we'll be happy to get you the answers you need. And so, again, we are welcoming Mr. Jeffrey Robbins, who's our new Director of Operations, to the All for HR and Business Solutions team. And we want you to like us on Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. You can follow us on Twitter, All for HR. That's the number 4, A-L-L number 4, HR on Twitter. And our blog spot, A-L-L, HR at blogspot.com for our blog. If you have a particular issue that you want discussed on our blog spot, you can always leave that in the comments at the bottom of the page. We have a lot of things that are going on in the HR industry. As you all know, the overtime ruling still stands
at the same spot. And so if you have not taken the precaution to the Affordable Care Act bill was not repealed. And so as it is stagnant at this point, there are still things that you must do so that when that bill the overtime bill does take place, a lot of companies are already doing so, that you are ready and you're not kind of scrambling to get things in place. If you have questions about that overtime bill, and we're not talking about it being repealed, not revisiting that at all, but in terms of the overtime bill that has been kind of laying dormant as we are, it has not fully went into effect. But again, a lot of companies already have adopted it and put those procedures in place for their companies. But if you have questions, shoot me an email, offerhr@offerhr.net.
I do have something that we can elaborate on. When I think of overtime, I think of that old stigma about overtime where, you know, they believe if they send out the email saying that their employees shouldn't have overtime, that they do not have to pay for that overtime. You know, that's always been a common labor board issue when it goes to court. And also, guys, I know some of you may be on your lunch break depending on your time zone, but on offerhr.net we have our chat box. So if you want to jump on that chat box and send us a question, we'd be happy to answer those as well. But that's one of the big stigmas that I remember, April, and I remember, you know, we've had those discussions before about, you know, they send out the letter saying no overtime, and that employee somehow gets that overtime, and they wind up not paying. So then that's an issue. And so they not an issue, that should be a progressive discipline issue, correct?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Instead of a that employee must still be paid if they work over the 40 hours or depending on.
Oh, definitely.
And then, you know, you handle that through your progressive discipline, but you cannot just not pay the employee because you sent a letter out stating no overtime. And, you know, that's something that I've seen very common, especially in southern states with when it comes to labor board cases.
Okay. Right. And so Jeffrey makes a very valid point that you have to make sure that your procedures with regard to overtime, you're not, if you haven't addressed them at this point, you should be at least getting your employees, if you have not put them in place, you should at least be talking to your employees, giving them feedback, keeping them apprised, because, again, it's important that you can't just send a memo out and then when an employee works over, you go, well, you didn't, it wasn't pre-approved, because bottom line is, legally, if the overtime is worked, they must be paid for it. So you have to keep those things in mind, and make sure that those policies and procedures are also addressed in your employee handbook. Definitely. And so, again, visit us at our virtual home, offerhr.net. And if you have questions, you can give us a call at 646-668-8976 to ask questions on the air, or you can shoot us an email or go on our chat box on our website at offerhr.net.
Or you can join us again every other Thursday and alternate Tuesdays at 7 p.m. is when we have our Google Hangout. And so we have that Google Hangout coming up this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We do this every Tuesday and every other Tuesday and every other Thursday. So on the week that we do the Hangouts on Tuesday, the next week it's going to be on Thursday will be on the air with Offer HR Biz. And you can always check our calendar, Offer HR at offerhr.net/event. We have a lot of things coming up. We have a couple meetups that are coming up, so you can look forward to hearing about those. And then we'll have a webinar coming up at the end of the month, and we're going to be touching upon on employee engagement. And so we got a lot of things going on to offer HR Business Solutions. And if you have questions or things that we can help you with, by all means, you can get a hold to us at various different ways. We also have our special for new clients, April 1st. So we have April 1st is a big day for Offer HR and Business Solutions and the Robbins Group. It's a very big day, and we want you all to join in. Take a look at our special if you're interested, offerhr.net. You'll have information on there. And so, again, we were talking about employee engagement and some ways to keep your virtual team engaged. I especially like the idea of Jeff saying that it's important to, you know, give your teams a call on those special days instead of just shooting emails. We're so used to just shooting a quick email. And consistent meeting is great. And even mailing a note to a team member or letting them know they've done great work still adds a very personable touch that a lot of virtual teams miss, because it can feel a little isolated because it's just you and you're missing the contact between you and other workers. And so with regard, again, to the Bennett Healthcare, again, that's a big issue. That is a very big challenge for small business owners. And so I encourage you to make sure you speak with someone that is knowledgeable about healthcare, about your options, and letting you know the different management strategies for keeping costs contained. If you have questions about that, let me know. Today we are offering the checklist for recruiting, and I'll be glad to forward that to you if you just email me at offerhr.net, or you can send a request through the chat box letting me know you need a question or want a copy of that checklist, and I'll be glad to get that over to you. So we have 15 minutes left, and you still have time to call in. And the telephone number is 646-668-8976. So Jeffrey, how is your day going so far?
It's been a wonderful day so far. How about yours, April?
A little rainy, but other than that, it's wonderful. I'm enjoying my day. I'm enjoying the things that are going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. I'm so happy to have you with us today, and I look forward to having you on again. You know, we've shared some information with business owners and getting the word of how what our offer HR and Business Solutions is, and how we can help small businesses to grow their workforce through effective HR management strategies. We grow your company. We concentrate on the paperwork and administering effective strategies in recruiting and progressive discipline and employee engagement in all these areas while you concentrate on growing your business. So like us on Facebook and Offer HR and Business Solutions. Follow us on Twitter, Offer HR at Twitter.com. Blogspot is ALL-4-HR and Blogspot.com. We are also on Tumblr at Offer HR and Business Solutions. All you got to do is search for that, and it'll come right up for you. And yeah, so we're just about kind of everywhere. So if you got questions, be sure to hit us up. Again, we can talk a little bit about employee engagement again. I want to know if anyone has any questions. I know someone has some questions on recruitment. And that telephone number is 646-668-8976. And so you give us a call with your questions. And so in recruiting, that one of the greatest challenges of all businesses, not just small, we talk about making sure that you have a buddy in place, and not only just a buddy that someone in the organization that is, let's say, fun to get along with, but someone that knows the job of the new hire. It's very actually encourage that if you have someone as their buddy that was in that position previously, for them to shadow and help them to get acclimated to the company and the duties and the task of the position, that is ideal. Oftentimes companies go, well, so-and-so has a good personality, which is not saying that they don't have a good personality, but you want to make sure that they are having helping the new hire to be well informed, and they actually know the duties and the tasks that the new hire is performing. You don't want them in that position in a week, and a week later they're still as lost as they were the first day that they started. So that's very important. It's important that you have a new hire checklist that you actually check off and make sure that the employee is the new hire. Nothing has fallen by the wayside or been forgotten. And lastly, make sure that the new hire is checked upon in a week and in 30 days and in 60 days. And to see if they still have any questions, and you check on them periodically. You don't just onboard them and don't check back on them or have their buddy check back on them. You want to make sure your new hire is as comfortable and as welcome as possible. Lastly, on employee engagement, make sure you have some employee strategies in place. That you're utilizing consistently, which is like a board or the meeting. Don't have a meeting 1 month and then don't have another one until a year later. And this, that's, you know, creates a big gap for virtual teams. So, you know, be consistent so that you know that on your teams are going to meet every other Wednesday at such and such time for 30 minutes and address any issues or any questions. Or, you know, even if you do a virtual conference where everyone can see each other, that's even more wonderful, you know, where people can, where the your team can see each other. Is an excellent idea, and they can appreciate that. I know I've always enjoyed meeting with my clients virtually as opposed to just a phone call, so that you can see each other, you put a face with the name, and it helps builds the relationship a lot better than just hearing someone's voice over the phone. And then, again, lastly, the health benefits, again, was one, is an issue that we talked about that a lot of small businesses are facing challenges in being able to control those costs. So make sure that you are being well-informed, you are dealing with someone that is well-informed, whether it's an HR consultant or someone at the at your small business association that is helping you, a professional that's well versed in health insurance for small businesses, and make sure they know about insurance for small businesses, because it's a lot different than insurance plans for bigger organizations. Just make sure that, you know, in time for tax, that the appropriate documents are being filed with regard to health care and your current workforce. And so once again, I want to thank Jeffrey Robbins for coming on board, for joining me on the show today. I've really enjoyed him. He's been kind of quiet there, but he's not always as quiet, trust us.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the invite today, April. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're looking forward to doing some great things together, our new team. And, again, be sure to join us or visit us on Facebook, like our page, and follow us on Twitter. We have great articles that we share, and look out for our new newsletter that'll be coming out on the 1st. And you'll hear more about our meetups that are coming up. We have the our HR Lovers meetup is coming up at the end of the month. And then next month we have Babes in the Workplace. You can find those on Meetup. You can also see a link on my page if you're interested in joining. And it is still the organizations that deal with small babes in the workplace, deal with entrepreneurs. And HR Lovers, of course, we are doing great things in the HR industry, keeping each other well-informed and building relationships and networking, which is always wonderful. And so, again, visit us at offerhr.net. I have a couple minutes left, and you can still give us a call, 646-668-8976. Or we'd love to see you on our Hangout on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. That's at 7 p.m. Click on it, and we'll send you an invite. And then stay tuned for the more great things that are coming from Offer HR and Business Solutions. And again, check us out on the 1st. The Samuel Haddell's coupons will be on the website for half off your first month service with Offer HR and Business Solutions. You know, that's a good deal. That's a really, really good thing that for us to share our service with you and for you to have the opportunity to get to know all the HR and Business Solutions and the great service that we can do for your service, for your organization.
Jeff, you have any questions? Any last remarks?
I don't. The only last remark I have is make sure you're following us on any of our social media because we have great things, again, as April was saying, with All for HR happening, and you don't want to be the last one to know and always follow us to take advantage of our great deals and resources. As she said, we post many articles and things like that that can help you every day with your organization, and we'd greatly appreciate it. Just check us out, allforhr.net. It's been a great pleasure being here today, and again, I thank April for having me.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. You warmed my heart. You just got a tear in my eye. Thank you so much. You sound so excited. So excited. And so we are going to say, again, that we want you to get in touch with us. Visit us on at our virtual home, offerhr.net, and follow us on Twitter. And Facebook. Look out for our newsletter coming out on the 1st. And stay tuned for all the great things that are happening in All for HR and Business Solutions. Thank you all, and have a great HR day.